time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Bill Chickwin from East Hampton, Chickwin Family Farm. You've been raising grass-fed beef, Bill, before it was trendy.
That's correct.
Well, I know why I like grass-fed beef now, and I know why people are raising grass-fed beef. Now we've started to learn more about some of the health benefits when the cows eat the grass with the omega-3s. The omega-3s can get back into the beef for you. What made you want to start doing grass-fed beef when you started doing it, and how long ago was that?
I guess it goes back to Alaska, where you didn't really have a choice.
You were doing it in Alaska?
Yeah, you didn't have a choice. There wasn't any grain.
Snow-fed beef is what I think people must perceive about Alaska.
And then you have frozen meat. Yeah, it's right. One-step process.
But it was just the way we did it, you know, and I used to tell people, well, this is about as close to buffalo as you can get.
Are you from Alaska?
I spent some time there, milk cows there, probably North Sarah Palin as a young girl.
You knew Sarah Palin as a young girl?
No, probably was nourished by the milk that I milked.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Wasilla.
She probably needed a little bit more for brain fuel. You were in Wasilla, though?
Oh, yeah.
Can you see Russia from there?
Depends on the day, I guess.
And if you're on your tippy toes, maybe.
So then what brought you from Alaska to be a local hero farmer here in the valley?
Rough farming there.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Tough.
Why East Hampton?
Well, that's where my father had the farm, and we're headed back this way, and he came there in 33. He was farming in Ware, if you know Ware, Mass at all. It's
Ware?
Yeah, Ware, Mass.
It's Ware?
Well, every 10 feet you hit a stone if you're plowing with horses. Well, he thought he'd gone to heaven, not even died yet. When he moved to East Hampton, he could plow all day without hitting a stone, you know. So, and before long, we picked up a family cow or two and started breeding to beef, and people were wanting home-raised beef, and that's where where it started, but probably about 1977 then.
So how many heads of cattle do you now raise for meat?
Upwards of 75 head, depending on who's calving. And
you're selling your beef locally for Bill Chickwin from Chickwin Family Farm in East Hampton to some of the great restaurants, some of the great beef restaurants, like Local, making the delicious burgers, to Sylvester's. Was there a period of time where grass-fed beef, I'm assuming it's much more expensive to raise, it's more expensive to buy locally than it would be to go to mass market supermarket where they're doing all these huge factory farms in the Midwest and buying it real cheap. Was there a transition where you said, we're going to stick with this even though this is tough?
Well, we've been doing it right along, and going along with that was a great interest in beef, you know, in grass-fed beef because of different scares and just because of I think, national education. People were hearing of it and wanted to know more about it, and once they tasted it, well, they were onto it.
You brought some of your cow here. We are eating. What is this?
That's tenderloin, filet mignon.
That is the primo cut of the cow, right?
Primo of the primo.
I was afraid of cooking steaks for the longest time, but I decided because I buy a cow, right. I need to get good at this, and it's become like a joy. I love it, and this is delicious. Is that your favorite cut?
It's got to be.
I'm having more, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You think, well, that's too much meat to eat, but boy, once you get going.
You have 75 cows right now. How much beef, how many pounds of beef come off of it? Or maybe like financially, is that feasible to do with only 75 cow and to continue a business?
A cow will yield approximately half of its weight once slaughtered, and it's been working for us. We've been making it work. I mean, the bills are paid.
But do you think people have an appreciation for the actual cost of beef? Like when it began to boggle my mind when you see how cheap beef can be at these places, or alleged beef if it's not horse meat, you know, in some ways. Do you feel like we're waking up to that?
You know, I think you get what you pay for. If you're buying locally grown grass-fed beef, what you're getting is a farmer who is dedicated to the land that they're growing on, using sustainable growing practices. You're getting meat with higher quality taste and the health impact you'd want to get when you're eating that meat as a protein source.
Bill Chickwin, who is part of Chickwin Family Farms in East Hampton, you farmed cow, grass-fed cow in Alaska.
Actually, I milked on someone else's farm, but we had grass-fed goats in Alaska.
Ah. So I was going to ask if you got to be like a cowboy out on the range on horses.
Were
in
you
Alaska.
A goat boy?
Well, I'd go out to moose meadows to graze and harvest hay and so forth, but it's pretty wild there.
Do you pretend to be a cowboy on your farm in East Hampton now? Get a horse and a hat and a lasso?
No. Get on my tractor and ride.
Yeah. There you go. Bill Chickwin from Chickwin Family Farms in East Hampton and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.